Hi everyone, I am Sahara Ali, a PhD student at the Department of Information Systems at UMBC, and today I present to you my work on sea ice net. The Arctic is a region with unique climate features. The enormous areas of Arctic ice and snow are responsible for reflecting of sunlight back to space, which keeps the planet cool and regulates global and regional weather patterns. However, the Arctic sea ice has seen a continuous decline since 1979 and is left half of which it was in 1970. Therefore, understanding Arctic amplification and forecasting sea ice is an important research sub-area of climate science. Furthermore, modeling the weather patterns can improve our understanding of potential changes facing the global climate. To study climate change, environmentalists and domain experts rely greatly on dynamic forecasting systems that are mainly based on coupled Earth system models. However, over the last few years, researchers have shifted their focus to data-driven artificial intelligence approaches like machine learning and deep learning. Since the climate data presents high spatiotemporal correlations, machine learning models have shown promising results in spatiotemporal data mining, leading to short and long-term weather forecasting. It is also important to note that machine learning provides a cost-efficient yet competitive alternative to climate model simulators. In this study, we utilize observational and reanalysis data for 42 years and propose sea ice net, which is a deep neural network following a U-like structure. This model takes in 3D spatial maps of the data at a specific time step and predicts the spatial maps for sea ice concentration at a lead time of 1 to 3 months. Since our model comprises convolutional layers for downsampling the data, we compare our model with the standard 2D CNN model to evaluate its predictive performance. Looking at the root mean squared error in table 1, it is evident that sea ice net outperforms standard CNN model. We also plot the sea ice concentration maps predicted by both sea ice net and CNN as shown in figure 4, and notice that the maps generated by sea ice net retain the underlying coastal, land and ocean information, while CNN tends to mispredict data, especially on the coastal areas. We also notice that CNN overpredicts sea ice concentration at greater lead times, while sea ice net is able to predict sea ice concentration with more precision up to a lead time of 2 months. In future, we plan to extend our work for a rolling window of 12 months to better capture the seasonal patterns at greater lead times. To conclude, we would say that sea ice net has great potential for sub-seasonal predictions of Arctic sea ice. These predictions can further have global impacts on transportation routes, resource development for Arctic coastal communities, indigenous people, and wildlife. Thank you. I would like to mention over here that this work has been supported by NSF Career Grant and the Big Data IHARP project, also funded by NSF. A special shout out to our collaborator Dr. Yi-Yi Huang from NASA Langley Research Lab for introducing us to this dataset.